This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley joining us from Washington, D.C. The Senate's still in session while the House is out. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good to be with you.
And we were talking just before we went on, and I learned something new, or maybe I just had forgotten it from history class. You mentioned that Congress didn't used to meet in the summertime.
Oh, I tell you, before air conditioning, and back when most senators had farms, they needed to be home doing the crops. So for both reasons, people didn't want to be here. This was the swamp, the intolerable humidity during the summer.
Well, a lot of people have probably experienced it. I know I certainly have both the times I've been back there. Speaking of the swamp, let's sort of transition a little bit to the idea of wildfires. Checking around at Oregon, here in the Umpqua Basin, we've got the East Evans Creek fire down towards Medford, not really impacting us particularly, but not, somewhat close by. Parts of Central Oregon now, though, it just looks like a lot of places. I just saw a picture of one of the fires about a mile from Sisters right now. It's a bit of an ominous thing this season.
Yep. At the start of fire season, the high risk map showed Oregon as the epicenter, and it didn't turn out to be wrong. We have more acres burned already than burned all last summer. We've got 50 fires burning. We got big ones over in Central Oregon, the Akawa Butte, and Eastern Oregon, and Wheeler County, the Rogue Creek, and down in Jackson County, the East Evans Creek, and it's just like long hot summers, dry conditions, more lightning, more wind, it's all bad. So we have to do everything we can. We've been doing a lot more forest management on the front end. I've gotten a threefold increase in the funding, $1 billion a year the last 6 years. And I'm trying to knock down some of the hurdles to enable us to do more prescribed burns, more thinning, and more hardening of our homes so that they don't burn up during a fire.
Well, and I know that you and your staff have been really kind of tracking this during the summer, one of the hot, not to use a bad pun there, but one of the real hot issues.
Oh, it is, and I'll tell you, even for folks who are not hit by a fire, they're sometimes hit by the smoke. And the smoke is a big problem. So we need safe spaces for people, especially people with asthma, to be able to go breathe smoke, clean air, or air clean as smoke. Also, they're hit by insurance. If you have a mortgage and it requires you to maintain fire insurance and you can't afford the fire insurance, that is a big problem. So that's another piece that we're trying to tackle.
Yeah, tell me more about that one.
Yeah, it's called the Wildfire Insurance Affordability Act. I've been trying to figure out how we find a path that is affordable but effective. And the National Flood Insurance Program was one potential model, but it's so massively expensive that it's not going to fly. So we came down to the most effective route. One is to incentivize states to have home hardening programs so that they set a certification for people. Here's what you need to do to your home to make it much less vulnerable to sparks setting it on fire. No shrubs can burn close to your home, that sort of thing. And then for those homes that have been hardened and get the certification, being able to reduce their insurance rates by working with the insurance companies, but also with providing grants to states for them to be able to directly do discounts or credits to help people buy their home insurance for fires.
Well, and everybody has seen homeowners insurance going up. I mean, there have been so many bigger situations that have impacted, and there's a point there where folks, you look at the bill and you wonder how you're going to pay it.
Oh, absolutely. And after the 2020 fires where we had six towns burned to the ground, another six that were so badly, I'll never forget that weekend. I drove from the northern border, southern border back again, never got out of the smoke, was there at the fairgrounds where thousands of people were pouring in, refugees, drove through charred remains of towns. It just looked like a war had struck and burned a town to the ground. I never thought I'd see anything like it in our state, but there it is, and it's going to it's going to happen again, and we want to make it as the, you know, decrease the odds and increase the ability to fight the fire. So more forest management, more help for families on insurance, more spaces to breathe clean air, more folks trained to fight the fires, because, you know, one lightning storm can start 100 fires. So we have to be able to respond in a lot of places fast.
And we've seen that some of the houses, or households rather, impacted by these extreme weather events like wildfires. I mean, the premium increases have been up to close to 9%, way above the rate of inflation.
Oh, absolutely. And you think about it this way, not only can folks have a very hard time paying for that insurance, but if they don't secure insurance, and sometimes insurance companies are saying, it's not just we'll raise your rate, we won't even do a policy in that area anymore. And then your mortgage company is like, well, your mortgage requires you have fire insurance, so, you know, we're going to foreclose on your house, or we will contract for your fire insurance, and that will be 2 to 3 times what it would have been if you're getting insurance yourself. So that's why this strategy of encouraging home hardening certification and then helping people get lower insurance rates who have gotten certified seems like the most cost-effective way we can help right now.
And I saw coming across earlier this morning, you and Senator Wyden joining some Senate colleagues urging FEMA to ensure that communities receive the federal resources they need to be able to respond to these fires and to prevent them as well.
Yes, and I've been texting back and forth with the Homeland Security, who controls the grants. They've set new conditions on the grants, so grants that were routine, including just last year, 2025, are getting turned down. It's emanating, I think, partly from Homeland Security, but also, quite frankly, from Office of Management and Budget, which is the president's team that kind of controls the flow of money. And they like to shut down programs, even the ones that have been funded and authorized. And so we're getting help. I must say I'm very impressed by Secretary Brooke Rawlings. She's really been responding quickly to the concerns I have about help in Oregon.
Any thoughts and additionally about the wildfires before we close?
There is no relaxation. It is just going to be a hell of a battle, and we'll have some summers that are better like last summer, and some that are a lot more intense like this one. We've gotten National Guard trained up to help. We've gotten for the last 6 years, we've had the fire fix in place, and where the Forest Service will not run out of money and have to stop its other programs to fight fires. That's what I'm working with the Secretary of Agriculture right now, Brooke Rawlings, and she texted me again just this morning because she's going to help us get the blockade to the fire fix taken care of over at OMB.
All right, U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley talking about wildfires, insurance, and related topics live from Washington, D.C. Senator, thanks for being on this morning.
I'll tell you, on any smoke-free weekend, get out and get those rafts on the Umpqua River and enjoy the wonderful paradise that is Oregon.
All right, Senator, thank you. 8:40 on the Morning Report.